This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Appropriation Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning it to the lower house after discussion. Lok Sabha has already given its approval to the Appropriation Bill. The bill seeks to authorise payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that the government's budgeting is transparent and realistic. She said the centre is giving over 57,381 crore rupees for Economic Stabilisation Fund. The Finance Minister highlighted that India's economy stands at a position of strength today.
India's economy today stands at a position of strength. We are able to look after even unforeseen circumstances. Since COVID, India's macroeconomic performance has remained relatively strong and stable.
The finance minister said central government's capital outlay has increased 4.2 times from 2.63 lakh crores in 2017-18 to 12.2 lakh crores in 2026-27. Ms. Sitharaman said that the way in which India has built its power sector today stands as a very big support because Atmanirbhar Bharat and sufficiency in energy is actually playing out in many different ways. Congress MP Rajiv Shukla, TMC Saket Gokhale, BJP MP Harshvardhan Shringla, Sanjay Raut of Shiv Sena UBT also spoke on the bill. Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the Narendra Modi government has initiated performance-based politics in the country instead of the politics of vote bank. Replying to a discussion on demand for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways in Lok Sabha this evening, Mr. Vaishnav said the Modi government has brought big changes in the railways in the last decade and has worked on all dimensions of the sector. He said the financial health of railways has improved significantly under PM Modi's leadership in the last 10 years.
Railway ki financial health.
The financial health of the railways has improved significantly due to the efforts made over the past 10 years under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister. The railways has a strong focus on safety, passenger amenities, and enhancing the facilities provided to passengers.
Aur passengers ke liye jo suvidha hai, unko badhane ke liye.
Over 210 members of Lok Sabha participated in the discussion. Participating in the discussion, K. Francis George of Kerala Congress said that there is a serious gap between targets and actual performance. Shatabdi Roy of TMC, Arun Bharti of Lok Jan Shakti Party R, Rajmohan Unnithan of Congress and Malvika Devi of BJP also participated in the discussion. The government has modified Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana to ensure transparency, accountability and timely payment of claims to the farmers. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, earlier the farmers had to wait for several months to receive payments in their accounts, but now insurers will have to pay agriculture-related claims with 12% interest if they fail to settle the claims within 21 days. Trinamool Congress or TMC has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of the 294 constituencies. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha or BGPM. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhavanipur, where the BJP has already fielded Leader of the Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari. Trinamool Congress, TMC, has dropped 74 sitting MLAs. 135 sitting MLAs were retained in their current seats, while 15 were shifted to new constituencies. For Keralam Assembly elections, Congress Party has released a list of 55 candidates for the upcoming Assembly polls. Aam Aadmi Party has also released a list of 21 candidates for the Assembly elections. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. Mr. Sinha also highlighted that the second LPG carrier, Nandya Devi, reached Kandla in Gujarat after safely crossing the Strait of Hormuz today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.